Begin the Gemara daf Masechet Sanhedrin of Samachay. Begin the Menal. Begin Tesmas. Begin the Gemara. Van Nishal Behem. Whoever asks regarding Levi Adaini is Basar. So Pesach and Rashi explains Basara. What's the Asar? What's the problem? Nal Tifnu. They don't turn towards these things. Basar the Mechshev is Gufei. And what's the warning of the actual sorcerers themselves? Not the one who's asking by them. Malo yimotze bach, there shouldn't be found by you. So it's because it's difficult because Tiel Tifnu Asar L'Nishal. If that's the source of the one who's asking the question. So imkain yehi bekaris. Why is the Mishnah saying it's only ashara? It's only a lab. Shav karis. That's the pashas kadeshim. But nevashas shetef nebegum mevachratiyai. So whoever is the pana, as the word is, it says explicitly as karis. So Hashem tells you can say it's actually ipcha, the opposite. Ashara, the prohibition initial for the one who's asking mili matzibach the chsev bekra basre, which is after that shayl oy v'yedaini. Which you see, it's about the one who's asking, as we see, it's the one who's asking regarding Levi Daini, but the other one is from the word of Al Tifnu. Next time, we know where Zimara, Hoyle Bishnebelab Echenemru. Since, according to Biechanan, Levi Daini, both two Israel learned out from one source, one pasuk al tefnel el oivus. So therefore, that's why you only mechayv only one chatzis. So Pesach Rashi explains shalav mechak mechatzis because it's the negative prohibitions. If there are different negative prohibitions, that separates it into different obligations of a chatzis of another kichiv chatzis. Like it's in the pasuk, ashleis esena that should not be done. But some claim once he near that oy hoydi love or it became weird to him, which is the chiv of the chatzis. You see, it's about the love that you shouldn't be doing. So it says v'avgav the beser pek lagal although in the gemara shabbat of semot asminav who the darish. It's actually him, Rabbi Yochanan himself, that expounds because Rish Lakish is Bishkaga, actually Shogig B'Lav Shaba. Rish Lakish says, okay, it's up until your error has to be in the actual Lav. Rabbi Yochanan is really Shogig B'Kars. Your Shkaga could be in the fact that you didn't know there was Kars, Av Pesha Hez B'Lav, even though you were deliberate regarding the Lav. So what I mean, I thought the chiv chatas is in the shkog and the lav. So it says no, but kamakim still it's not difficult because balav and talya milsa it's still dependent on the negative prohibition. And given the ashkechan, since we find mefat and besach, we find that the prohibition of making the actual ingredients and anointing it, the ikar shnei lav, and there's two negative prohibitions of kars and one kars. Stop it. The logic is the lekach ksumah shnei lav, and that's why it says two negative prohibitions. Because the lechayv shnei chatois to be liable for two chatois. So therefore, you see that obviously that even according to Biechanan, yeah, it's that itself will make it a shkaga in the lav, as you see from this raya that Tosfos brings from mefat mensach, that it's the lav in shabbay and not as Tosfos is asking seemingly from the karis part. Next Tosfos at the beginning of the Gemara, man tanish tachabo, who is the one that says that Yechayv for Shtachla, it's Rabbi Kiva. Now, since it's the same, it's a wonder. Because you tell me that, okay, according to Rish Lakish, Rabbi Kiva is Mechayv Achatas because it doesn't need a Maisa Chashav, which is a small action. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it doesn't need a Maisa at all. What's difficult is because Halei Mechayv Rabbi Kiva ben Megadiv, Rabbi Kiva does not hold that the Megadiv is liable. El Mashem Dechsev Karis, it's only because it says Karis ben Mokum Karbin. In the place of the halacha mishtachve, the megadiv schiv of chatas, even though there's no maisis, because it's written that it's chayev karis in the parasha that talks about the chiv of the carbon of chatas. Kitnam seperikam the krisis dabzem a base. Okay, I'm kidding. If that's the case, b'shtachba to lake sebe karis b'mokum carbon, its karis is not written where there's carbon, so lepata should be exempt. V'chin yidanya liv Rabbi Yechon l'Rabbi Kiva. Amai chayv? Why liable? How lake sebe karis b'mokum carbon? So why would you be chayv? You can't compare it. So if you're someone who can say Rabbi Kiva, actually that Rabbi Kiva over there increases is a limited divrim to Rabbanu Kamalu. It was just according to their shita. Lididi, you're right. According to me, libi in maisa. We don't need an action, as Riach and Shlakish are disagreeing exactly to qualify it over here. But you don't need an action, and therefore, yeah, the same would apply to shtachavo and possibly even yudaini. Lididchu, but according to you, oidli mias b'megadav. At least agree to me in halacha of megadav. Dechsi bekaris makam carbon, where at least karis over there is written in place of carbon. So you see that it should be chay bechatas or inami. Another approach you could say is. Since the Torah holds, as we see, the source, everyone agrees for Kivya Yichai ben Megadav. So you can infer from that. That So you can compete. You can learn that from there that you don't need an action at all. I don't want to be chayav a carbon. Because that kimis vassal Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Kiva, because just moving the lips of Megadav when you blaspheme, according to Rabbi Kiva, lechashem ma'isa, that's not considered an action. Hovi yeshnam b'leiv, since it's dependent on the person's thoughts, because come on, like we'll see later on. And Rosh Lakish Rabbi Kiva, mechayve, you're liable, abid lesba ma'isa rabba, elazut, even though it's not a big action, only a small. When you see a small action, it's enough, and that actually is the source. Next says, Mata begins the Gemara, yotz Megadav about oiv mi boile. So wait a second. The Gemara says, according to the Chachamim, that you tell me that moving the arms for the oiv is not considered as a it can't be considered as a ma'isa, because if that was the case, Chacham should have said in by krisis yotz megadav uba oiv, not just megadav. So to tell you that they disagree, and so you're not chayav achatas. That's the Gemara's question. Now, barish krisis, the beginning krisis of gimel beis mishani, the Gemara actually answers to this question and says you're right. Chodim etarati nakat, that really. You know, we could have said both, and the truth is, like Gemara's asking, it should have said both, but we picked one out of two, and you know one from the other one. And now, we're listening about Oiv, so why don't you say Balev? Why are you picking Megadav? The Megadav et Sukhalei, it was necessary to say the case of Megadav. Sukhadach, I mean, you would have thought to say, Elbach Seb Kar's Makam Karban, and since by Megadav, the chorus of it is written in place of Karban, Imel Rukiya, I would say they agreed to Rukiya, Yechai of Achatas, Kamashulon, that's the same, we picked that, but that's the bigger Chiddush, but you're right, truth is, that the same thing would apply to Baal Oif, which Tais is bothered, and that's what he comes to explain. He says, and the truth is, B'dech HaShas, because our Gemara doesn't say that, our Gemara has this as a question. So he said, B'dech HaShas, B'kam B'kam Miskein, that's the norm in the Gemara, in many places like this. K'dash compare Kama D'chul, Navcha Bezim and Aleph, Yodah HaYemonis, Midirabah B'bechono, Nafka. The Gemara has this, that the Braisa says that you learn that Oil Saif has to be with the right hand for the Drasha Psukim that compares the Torah to Chatas Behema, which is done with the right hand. So the Gemara says, so wait a second, what do you mean? That Medir Rabbah B'chana Nafka, that you know for Rabbah B'chana, that proves from Psukim that wherever it says in the Torah regarding Kabbalah's Etzba or Kohuna, so you know it has to be with the right. So why are you saying that you know it from this of Hayimanas? Pshat, the Gemara answers, Kuna Baya, that the Gemara says the question is Kuna Baya Etzba, meaning to say that you know that the Kuna itself would not be enough, that you need an Etzba too. And B'Seif HaTayid, the Gemara Menachas of Pei Gimel Menachas, B'Shan, the Gemara answers Kedit Nisva, that you're right, it was unnecessary. And the truth is, it says both these answers. So one place says one place says the other answer, one place says both. So it says, yeah, you see that. You see that sometimes the Gemara does that. So next says, Matzah begins with Gemara, he'll be Yeshna believe. So therefore, that's not, again, that's therefore not difficult on our Gemara, where the Gemara doesn't answer. Sometimes it will give an answer, sometimes it won't. He'll be Yeshna believe that, oh, no, that the reason why Megadav is different is because it's not really a ma'isa. We see a very small thing is considered a ma'isa. Yeah, but Megadav is dependent on the person's heart. Pishbukon, she explains, because even if someone blesses God sort of euphemistically all day, but he has no intention towards Hashem, for something else, he's just giving it the name, like a nickname, like he's just saying in God's ineffable name. And it's not allowed because it doesn't have Hashem in mind. So it says, because that's difficult. What do you mean? Then if that's the case, bowing down should also be exempt for that same reason, because it's also dependent on the person's thoughts. Because I mean, like we said, we said going to be indarta by a statue. Like kibla b'lahav. We said if you're not having in mind as a deity, like klumu, you didn't do anything. So what's the difference? Some tests you could say is no, there's a difference. That midechsev gabi ninve in Nachum and in Perik Aleph says memcha yitzei choishav al Hashem ra. That from you is coming out those who think on Hashem bad, which diner rabshika. Which the Gemara previously brought, Shagidith, that he blasphemed, that he was the agent of Sacher, the king of Ashur. Nebeninve Beretz Ashur, it was in the land of Ashur. Now, but Tolei Akasa B'Machshava, the Pasuk is saying what he did wrong, what is he thought bad on Hashem, but he actually did blasphemy. And so you see that the primary element of it is by hashtag but is a tenai of machshava. Here it's the primary is machshava. That's why it's different. More of a success. Lefimai the previous law. This is what he said previously over there. On the samachal and different maschal rava. The some of his kechavim avim yira chayiv. That in general, because Tais had two approaches, but according to the approach, it says that in general that avodah zara that you do out of love and out of fear, you can be chayiv. Nicha dein tolle b'leiv, meaning to say what Tais is addressing, is that how do you explain the machlekes Abayin Rav and Oyvin Avodah Zarah Me'avah Me'ira? Either means to say that by every Avodah Zarah, the machlekes, if a person had a mind for love of fear, is going to be chayiv. Second approach was, no, only in this type of Avodah Zarah that the whole world worships it only Me'avah Me'ira. So according to the second approach, comes out that the stam Avodah Zarah, that the derech ha'goyim is to worship it because they accept it as a deity, not Me'avah Me'ira. So you do Me'avah Me'ira, according to everyone, you'd be chayiv. So according to that, it comes out, it's possible to explain in our sugya, the way Rashi explained, that the Gemara means to say, the Megal is chayiv, hoi b'yashim b'leib, is the machshava that you have in mind, that it's snai b'chiv, because the truth is you're right. Stam Avodah Zarah, that the machshava of the leib is not a stipulation that you be chayiv, even if you do not have that in mind. And therefore, that would resolve how Rashi is saying.